February 4th is the scheduled startup for the commingled recycling program. It will mean that customers can put out most plastics, aluminum, tin, glass, cardboard, and paper unsorted into a bag left on the curb alongside garbage cans each week. The borough's existing program requires sorting and only includes certain plastics, glass bottles, and cans. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman told the Assembly that recycling bags would be given out for the start of the program.
But after that initial rollout, as you deplete your supply of bags, you come into Public Works to get those. I think we're going to add the Finance Department as another source for those bags for people that come in and pay their bill on a monthly basis or in town. That's a more convenient spot for people to come in and grab bags.
The borough ran a pilot program with a portion of local customers this summer to test commingled collection. The municipal government is trying to encourage customers to recycle and wants to decrease the amount of garbage that ends up in a landfill in Washington State. People who don't recycle will see their garbage rate increase about $5 more a month for a 32-gallon can. Anyone who already recycles in the existing program, that's about 350 customers, will be included in the new collection. People who want to sign up can still do so. The voluntary program has already boosted participation numbers to 525 customers, and that's expected to continue rising. However, that's still only around half of the 1,100 residential garbage customers that could be recycling. Hagerman told the Assembly he's heard from customers who do not put out garbage for collection every week and are concerned about incurring that higher rate.
As long as whenever you do set your garbage out, you also set out recyclables, then there won't be any problem with that in getting the incentive rate, the lowest rate possible on your garbage system.
Assembly members like Nancy Strand asked Hagerman questions about how the program will work.
My biggest concern is that my commingled garbage, which is going to include some cardboard and office paper, gets wet. Is it okay to get a can with a lid and put it in just to keep it dry, or would you rather not deal with extra cans?
The can thing is an option for people if they have animals in the neighborhood mm-hmm. that are going to cause a problem.
Hagerman hoped that people would not have to buy garbage cans to keep recycling safe from curious birds and other animals. And Mayor Mark Jensen asked whether collection bags could be given out at the same time that recycling is picked up, but Hagerman thought time could be an issue.
I'm trying to make it as efficient as possible for that collection contractor to pick that stuff up. If it turns out that we've got plenty of time that in the day for them to collect all of the curbside materials and the other materials that they have to collect, and there's still spare time, then perhaps bag distribution by that staff wouldn't be a problem.
I'd just like to see it as convenient for the ratepayers too. You know,
sure.
So.
Everyone on the road system of Mitkoff Island can take part in the recycling program, and businesses can also participate. The borough will be contracting with a business or organization to do the collection. Petersburg Indian Association staffers have been contracting to do the work and could continue to do so. However, the borough will advertise for proposals from interested companies in February. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.